have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Monday again. What the? You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com. /show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, taking your kids to a public school or daycare center because you hate them and you don't want to stay home and raise them because it's not ego fulfillment to you, the world don't see what you're doing and award you. Or if you're planning an Elon Musk car destroyer rally, career destroyer, attempted career destroyer rally, or if you're just working out at the gym, running, racing, and you're not trying to hurt anyone, you can be listening to the show. You can podcast, but you can still listen to the show because we are heard around the world by everybody and they mama. And they mama if you're black, and their mama if you're white. We're heard around the world. You can podcast, but you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. What the? Or JL, Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? Amazing. Amazing fellowship on yesterday. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Why, George, Lord? Why, George? The people were drunk as a bastard. It was an amazing fellowship. It really was. I don't know if anyone else hold fellowship in the way that we do at Bond on Sunday morning. And everybody and they mama show up because they want what's right. They're looking for the truth. And they're committed. And the questions were amazing. Soul-searching question, knowing thyself question. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. All right? Men and women, stay with it. So, for the new listener, you might not be aware, but every Monday is Female Monday. I take all calls on Monday, but we take I take the female's call first because every Monday is and will always be Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I probably say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Deep in
my soul. Shut up and step up.
That's right. Deep in my soul, I want to be home with my babies. Female Monday, 888-77-53-773. Two quick things. Number one, two people expired, and some of you might not be aware of it. I forgot their names. They black, both of them, a male and a female. Oh, Joyce Furman. He was the crock pot guy, right?
I think he also was a boxer, no?
He was a boxer, and he made grill. Barbecue,
he did.
Barbecue grills or
the
something.
Foreman grill.
Yeah, Foreman grills. Not crock pot, farming grills. And a woman by the name of Mia Love. She was a conservative, I think she was a Utah congresswoman, congressman in Utah there. And she aspired. May her soul and his soul rest in peace. She was kind of young. She was in her 40s, I believe. And they said she was 49, according to a report. She had brain cancer from 2022, according to CNN. So may their souls rest in peace. Everybody and their mama appeared to be getting cancer for some reason. I don't know if it's in the food or in the grill, but where it is. Foreman was 76, reportedly, when he aspired. So may their souls rest in peace, really. And I'm joking about the cancer in the grill. But may their soul rest in peace. I mentioned on Sunday that how hate said that they are gone too soon. Gone too soon for what? They're gone too soon for Hake, for his taste, whatever that means. But I mentioned on Sunday, we all know now, well, those who want to know, that human beings are wicked, and there are no words to the depths of the hearts of human beings, of people, men and women, are so evil that there is no end to their destruction. And if you pay attention to and overcome the evil in you, you got to see clearly the evil in others. And the beauty is you won't be afraid of it anymore once you see it. You got to see it in yourself first, and then you'll see it in others as you're overcoming it. As a young lady said yesterday, you got to forgive if you want to start to overcome all this stuff. You must drop your anger. Otherwise, it will destroy you because you will live on a lower level of consciousness, of thinking, of thoughts, and it will destroy you. You will be afraid of other people, and you can believe, and without a doubt, that other human beings who are evil as well will come after you. Because all evil people need a thrill. They live off thrills. And in that thrill, it feels like life to them. when they think that they're hurting you, they're attacking you and hurting you, or they've joined a group or someone else is attacking you and hurting you, they think they're hurting you, they get a thrill. Or when they think they're making you feel good, they get a thrill. Human beings live off thrills, which feel like life to them, but it's really death. They think they're living, but they're dying. And a perfect example of that in a big way, but there, if you look at your family life, your family life, you'll see it in a small way. What is happening to Elon Musk in a big way is happening to you, too, in your world. Either you're doing it to others or it's being done to you or both. The beauty is you can overcome it if you want to. So apparently there, well, as you know, Elon Musk is working with Donald Trump to make America great again. He'll get rid of all the waste of our money, of everything that's bad for America. And he has decided to do that because he wants to help. But in the meantime, he has made cars in America. And it's probably one of the most popular cars in the world, or in, at least in this country. Those little electric cars. I don't personally like electric cars because they're so girly. They don't make a noise. They're like light when you're driving them or riding them. It's like you don't even feel the road. And they're so lightweight, it feels like you're going to fall out of them. So personally, I don't like those cars. Now, a whole bunch of people like them, and a whole bunch of people have them. So I'm not against that at all. But so Elon Musk has decided, and there are a lot of people who are working for Elon Musk. They have a job, so they're able to put food on their tables. They're able to feed their families. They're able to have a job, right? And so Elon decided that he's going to help make America better. And I don't even think he get paid for it. He might, but I don't think so. And there are people, especially in government, but not only, who are hating Elon because they disagree with what he's doing. It's not enough for them to just disagree. And maybe don't even buy his car. You don't like him, don't buy his car if you don't want to. It's not enough for that because human beings, as wicked as they are, it's a spiritual battle. Just disagreeing with someone is not enough for them. They need a thrill. And the thrill of disagreeing is not enough for them. It doesn't feel like enough life because the devil live off making individuals miserable and causing them to try to make you miserable. And so these evil people, and a lot of these people, somebody is controlling them. They have made them go out and protest, encourage them by telling them they should be mad at the car, be mad at Elon, and be mad at anyone who owns a Tesla. Think about that. They'll punish you. You have nothing to do with Elon and his politics. And Elon has a right to be a conservative now. They used to love Elon in the same way they used to love Donald Trump when Donald Trump was a liberal or non-Republican. And they used to love the Tesla. They used to love the electric car because it's supposed to help the environment in some kind of way. But Elon decided he wanted to make America great again. And somebody over these people who are going out doing the work for them have convinced the people to go out and destroy Elon Musk's cars, his business. It's not enough to disagree with him. It's not enough to say, well, I disagree with you. I don't like you, so I'm not going to buy your car anymore. Or if I have one, I'm going to sell it or get rid of it because I don't like you. That's not even enough for them. They have to try to destroy the man, the person. And in return, they're destroying other people's jobs and everything, but they don't care because when you're angry, you don't care who you hurt. The thrill is to hurt as many people and as often as you can. And so they don't care about hurting Elon Musk because human beings are evil. Evil is their God, is their father. And so they're hurting or trying to hurt Elon. It's not going to work. What evil people don't know, and this is for any evil person, anyone that has anger, and you're trying to hurt others. What you don't know, if a man or woman or person is truly working on themselves, they know things that you don't know, and you're not able to hurt them. Even though in your mind you think that you are, but you're really hurting you, and you're not hurting them. I saw this movie once, and it was about one man who hated another man. And this other man that was being hated, he didn't give any attention to the man that was hating him, jealous of him and hating him. And this man, he just focused on working on his own life, and he lived his life. And he became real famous, and I think he owned a company or something like that. He ended up in government. He just lived his life. And in the meantime, this other jealous man chased him down through his whole life. And finally, after years and time went by, they met up one day. And the jealous man, the evil man, said to him, "All my life I've been hating you. I've been trying to destroy you. And you never stopped. You never noticed. And I have lost my own life trying to hurt you." And the man, the other guy responded, the guy that was trying to hurt him, said, I never knew that you were trying to hurt me. I never knew that you hated me. I didn't even know it. And he thought that the other guy, he knew about it, but the guy never paid attention to it. He just lived his life. That was one of those Othello's kind of movie. What's the name of that guy? He was real smart. He made all those. He was a smart guy. Shakespeare movie. Thank you, Jay. It was a Shakespeare movie. It was so deep. And when I first saw that movie, and maybe even the seventh, I wasn't into working on myself at the time that I remember. But that movie stayed with me. How one person or a person or people can hate you, and if you're not paying attention to them, don't hate them back, don't even give evil any attention at all, you can move on with your life and have an amazing life, and they can spend a lifetime trying to hurt you, and they can't touch you. Kind of remind me of Donald Trump, the Great White Hope. What manner of man is this? They can't touch him. And I know why, too. I know why. I've been observing him as I observe myself. And I know why. It's amazing that you can live on earth and evil people, because evil has no power. It has zero power. But if you're not working on yourself, you're not going to know that evil has no power. And you're going to think and believe that the evil people who are going after you can hurt you, and you will cry. But evil has been defeated. And speaking of evil, I have a brand new biblical question, right? A brand new biblical question. And this was given to me by someone at the fellowship yesterday. Colin gave me this. What is evil? Once you understand exactly what it is, it's going to blow your mind. You're going to wonder, why was I afraid all my life? All my life, I had to fight. But so they are like planning. Evil people in the USA government are showing their wickedness. Pure evil. And this thing, evil people voted for evil people to represent them in government. In the United States of America, a Christian country. what has happened to the voters, right? You get what you deserve. We have evil representatives in our government today, and they're not ashamed to promote evil. And at one point, government people were reluctant to it, show that they were evil. They knew that the people would not tolerate it, so they hid it. And now Elon and Donald Trump is exposing it. Not even, I don't know if they deliberately tried to expose it. They are really just trying to make America great again. I want you to think about this. It's not enough to disagree with Elon Musk, but they want to destroy you. Are you that kind of person, that type of person, that you don't just disagree with someone, you want to destroy them, and you get a thrill? Especially when you, if you find out the person is weak and you can destroy them, you have a greater thrill. Our battle is a spiritual battle. It's a warfare between good and evil. I've been saying for 35 years that it's not physical. It is not physical. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principalities and wickedness in high places. It's in you until you overcome, and it's in others. If you can see it in you, you will overcome, and you will understand it in others, and they cannot touch you. And believe me, they will try. God said to love one another, but human beings do not love one another. They hate one another. It is an unnatural state. It is not a natural state to hate your fellow man. It is not a natural state to resent anyone at all. It's an unnatural state. And that's why you suffer for doing it. Love conquers all, not hate. Excuse me. A Belgian. Excuse me. Love conquers all, not hate. All angry people are miserable, fearful, afraid people. Here's an example of these people being in our government. It's not enough to just disagree. They have to destroy you, at least try. And they can only destroy the weak. You cannot destroy a strong man or woman. You can't do it because you don't have the power. That false power you think you have that comes from hate, it's not real. Really, it's not real. There's only one power, and that power comes from above. This anger comes from below, and below has been defeated. But you got to work on yourself so you can see that. Because as you move up this ladder of success, whatever it is to you, your family, your friends, your wife, your husband, your children are going to come after you, your co-workers. Jealousy would cause them to go after you. They're not going to wish you well. They're going to want to destroy you because they're losers. And they're judging themselves as being losers, and they're going to blame you and try to destroy you. There's this female, this is from KATV. There's this female by the name of Jasmine Cricket. She is a Democrat from Texas, and on Thursday joined a national protest call, during which she demanded that Elon Musk be taken down. Watch this from X.
Politicians, so I'll make sure that I keep it short, but I am truly here for very selfish reasons. Starting with on March 29th, it's my birthday. And all I want to see happen on my birthday is for Elon to be taken down. Yes. Listen, I have learned as I serve on the DOGE Oversight Committee that there is only one language that the people that are in charge understand right now. And that language is money. And so I've been so proud to see us organize behind a cause, because here's the deal. The things that we're fighting for, we are fighting for our country. We're fighting for democracy. We're fighting for our freedoms. And when I say fighting, I'm saying that figuratively.
That's an evil female. She's evil. Pure evil. She's not fighting for democracy. She's fighting for personal gain. And you voted her into your government. I even hear that Democrats are getting yelled at by angry voters who want them to be more angry and fight Trump harder. I've seen this in the media there at town halls and things like that. Think about this. This Jasmine Cricket is a, whatever human being is, a human being who's hating another human being. And woe unto the man or woman who rejoices in the destruction of another human being. You have no idea what you're bringing upon yourself when you hate your fellow man. You're burning. What you're doing to others, you're doing it to yourself. You really are. What goes around comes around. So when you're out there trying to hurt others, no matter who it is, for whatever reason, you're really doing it to yourself. And the thrill you have that feel like life from doing that is death. This woman has a thrill from hating Trump and Musk. A thrill. And she called it life. I want you to know, you can be free or you can stay in your hell. You don't have to live this way. It's been done. Hell has been defeated. But you don't know hell been defeated. The hell has been defeated. Because you won't work on yourself to see that. You can see it if you wanted to. Donald Trump knows it. That's why he's winning. Whatever winning is, he's winning. He's defeating evil. Look what they have done to that man, and including an attempt to assassinate him. Your enemy wants to assassinate you. They hate you so much, especially if you don't give in to it. If you don't turn and look at what they're trying to do to you, but stay on that straight and narrow path, they will want to assassinate you. Because they're miserable trying to hurt you. The jealousy, the envy is burning them. It's on them. And then they find a group that can join them, or they join the group, like mama does against her children. If a child goes to mama and say, "Mama, I'm sorry for resenting you. I realize now you did your best. You turned me away from my father, and you spoiled me, and you whatever, you play victim." The mama's like, "Uh-uh. Mama is God. And mama will build an army against you. And the family would turn on you. You never did anything to them. All you did was apologize to mama. But in their fallen state and their weakness, they identify with mama." That's how some of the people are doing with this woman. Cricket. Jasmine Cricket. They identify with her because their father, the devil, is the same. They serve the same God. 888-7753-773. 888-7753. Jesse, let me take a quick break. When I come back, your phone calls and super chat. I want you, encourage you to work on yourself. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. We got to tell the truth, and it's the truth that changes and defeats the lie. You choose good or you choose evil. You choose good or you choose evil.
It's up to you.
You got to think for yourself. Think for yourself. And if you decide to go with evil, it's your fault. I want to show you what evil look like. They have nothing else to offer. I want to show you what evil look like from hell. Welcome back. So yesterday in the fellowship, we dealt with last week, biblical question, are you a lawbreaker? Everybody a lawbreaker. And some people try to say no, but then when they really discover what a lawbreaker is, they're like, oh, what the? Because right away people thought I meant physical lawbreaker, but I meant spiritual. And anyone, I don't care who you are, whether you accept it or not, even the Pope, and the Pope is sick, anyone who does not put and truly put in seeking the truth first and before anything, you are a lawbreaker. And because you're a lawbreaker, the spiritual laws cannot help you. They will not help you. They will not help a lawbreaker until the lawbreaker realizes he or she is breaking the law. And then seek the truth first. So check that out, rebuildingtheman.com/church. It was deep. It was Mamma Mia, Ola, Cecil, deep. rebuildingtheman.com/church, all right? The Hake Report is coming up at the top of at 9 a.m. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com. And after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. And after Joel Friday TV, the American Anchor Baby on Rumble. On Rumble. The American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. Let me go to Kelly. A first-time call out of New Jersey. Kelly, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Kelly.
I'm sorry. I'm a little bit nervous.
And why?
I've got a lot to unpack.
Okay.
I don't know how this works. I've only recently come across your videos. I'm so grateful. About a month ago, and I can't stop watching. And you call Donald Trump Great White Hope, so I'm calling you my Great White Hope right now.
Amazing.
Nice. Amazing.
Well, let's unpack. And go ahead.
You're the only other person I've ever heard throughout my whole life. I've always gone, what the? So that must have been the thing that drew me to you initially when I found your videos.
What the?
So how does this work? I don't know how long I should be on, and I don't want to take up a lot of your time, but I wanted to give you a little background.
Okay.
Real quick.
Okay.
And then lead you to where I am now and why I need your help. I'm sorry if I get emotional. I'm a woman.
I get so emotional, baby. Every time I think of you.
So here's the quick background just to lead you to where I am now. So my mother, my father left my mother when I was 3, and my brother was just born. And she was awful to us, but mostly me, always calling me a sociopath like my father when I didn't even know what those words were. She just, I guess, took out all her hatred and anger towards my father on me. And then eventually she just sent me away when I was 9 to go live with my grandfather, her father. So just him, because he unfortunately was married to her mother, who was already married and divorced 5 times.
Wow.
Before I was born. So that's saying a lot.
Yeah.
I always have the discernment to know that my grandmother, not a good woman, but my grandfather was, and he never married again. He was a single man, and he took care of me in a 1-bedroom apartment. He passed away when I was early on, and I was emancipated when I was 14. All that hurt, you know, and feelings of abandonment and being just lost and no guidance really from anybody in my younger years. Of course, that turned into me balled up with anger and victim mentality and thinking, why me, why me, why me? And of course, that did nothing good for me. I lived a very dark life. I had multiple suicide attempts starting at 14 years old and hospitalized many times for it. And 2 years ago, that was just a little background. Now, fast forward 2 years ago, I tried to take my life one day. I hung a belt in my closet and it kept slipping out. And on the third time, I just dropped to my knees and I cried out to the Lord to help me. If you're real, show me you're real. And the only thing I ever knew of Jesus was this seed planted, you know, from my younger years from my grandfather. Or else I didn't know God at all. I was never baptized or any of the things that people, I know people just go through the motions, right? In certain religions,
yeah.
You just think you're saved and works does it. So 2 years ago, I had an encounter with God and he saved me that day. But at the same time, it lifted the veil of it, of me looking at the world like I was a victim and all this anger. So now I look at myself and I hate what I see. It's no, even though I've worked actively at trying to change who I am, and I have, and I've weeded basically everyone out of my life because I just see evil everywhere, including in myself, right? So no, I keep working on it. I keep working. I have apologized with every, even though, and when I say apologize, I went to my mother. I sat across from her. I forgave her. I named everything. I said, I know someone hurt you. I know your mother was awful to you. And I truly mean that I really forgive her, even though it's horrible to say, but she's not capable of empathy and things like that. More, you know, I look in her in her eyes and I don't see pain. I think she looks at me and is angry that, unlike my brother who lived a Christian life since he was 18 and has a great woman that follows him and he's the leader in that family and they raised 4 amazing children. My sister-in-law kept them away from school. She's obedient. She does everything.
How old are you now?
I'm 48 years old.
Okay.
I've never been married. And just to throw this in there, it's like I know I always sound younger, and nobody ever, when they see me, thinks I'm anywhere near my age. I guess I internally remained a child for a long time, and now that I've been reborn, baptized, and I'm trying to follow Jesus, But now that the veil is lifted, it's a blessing and a curse, because now I see myself as an evil, horrible person, which I am. But I'm trying every day to grow, and I just want to know what can I do? What am I not doing properly, I guess? And how can I stop hating myself? How can I accept that Jesus loves me when I know that humans are evil and I'm inherently evil?
When you say that you see yourself as evil, who are you referring to?
I guess, well, the way I used to live, and I just feel like, even though I've forgiven my parents,
but who
I still feel that, like, you know, the residual hurt from all the things that I've done, and it makes me have this like victim mentality in my brain, even though I forgive.
And
like, I don't go around pretending I'm a victim. In church, nobody would ever see this in me. But behind closed doors, I really hate myself.
And who is this? Tell me who is it that you are hating? Who's hating who?
Kelly is hating how much she sees.
No. Who are you?
I'm a child of God now.
No, but that's who you say you belong to, but who are you?
I guess that I'm confused as to who I am, which is the problem.
And so if you're confused as to who you are, how do you know that you hate you, that you are evil? Who is telling you that you are evil now that you have gone and forgiven? Who is telling you that these things about yourself?
My own mind is telling me that.
And are you your mind?
Is that I am not. And that's why I listen to your videos about watching your thoughts.
And so why don't you start watching those thoughts?
I've been trying to do that, and I don't know why it seems so difficult. Like, why do I take these thoughts and apply them to myself as the truth?
Because you still believe that they are you and they are not. And so what you got to do, keep working on yourself, but stop calling the thoughts you. You're not the thoughts. You're not the feelings. You're not the emotions, up and down emotions at all, but you have identified with them all in your life, not knowing mm-hmm. that you're agreeing with the devil by identifying with thoughts. So now you got to practice not calling those things you. It's enough to see them, and if you get caught up in the thought, you're going to feel the pain. Do nothing about it, and God will take it away yeah. from you. You're not the thoughts, and you're not the pain. You got to stop calling yourself that.
You're right. It's really, I just find it so difficult. I've isolated myself from basically everybody because I don't want to. I don't know.
Do you understand you're not your thought? You don't create thoughts at all?
I only have heard that from you, and that's why I'm so grateful that I've found you, because no, nobody's ever said that in church. People don't talk about that. I think in church they say, God loves you, God loves you, God loves you, but in my mind I'm like, how could he love me when I feel like I'm an evil person? And I feel... Part of me feels that if with those thoughts,
no, listen.
Then that's my ego and that's my pride, and that I think I'm perfect, and I don't.
Repeat what you just said.
I feel like the thoughts right? If I'm not my thoughts and feelings, and I am to like reject those as lies, am I then feeding my ego and telling myself that I'm some perfect person?
You are. You agreeing with the ego when you call the ego you. You got it backwards. When you don't agree with the ego, when you don't agree with the ego, those thoughts and those emotions, then it's not you. And what you will discover if you stay with it is that you are perfect. You are perfect. It's just that you have identified with the wrong spirit and you think that you are those things and you're not. You are perfect. You are, which is easy for you to believe that you are, that you are a sinner or all your sins have been forgiven?
I know that I'm a sinner and I know that I've been forgiven.
So if your sins have been taken away, why do you think you are a sinner?
I guess back to because those thoughts are coming, but I know it's just the enemy. That's all he has is my past and those things to whisper in my ear constantly.
So stop believing them. Let them pass. Relax in them. Don't call them you. And let God. God is trying to save you from thoughts and emotions. They are not of him. They're not of you. It's just that you believe it. So you got to stop believing it. You're neither a sinner nor a saint. You're neither right nor wrong. You have never done anything wrong in your life. You cannot do wrong. It says that you have identified with the thoughts in your head, your imagination, and God tell you that your thoughts are not his thoughts, your ways are not his way. His thoughts are way above your lower level of thoughts. Those thoughts are not yours.
Right.
You got to stop calling them you and let God take them away from you.
So when I get a negative thought coming through, when you say to watch your thought,
yes,
you know, like a movie or how you describe it, just you're
right.
Looking at it,
yes,
and let it pass.
Yes.
How, I understand the concept, but how do I do that? Like when you say just watch them go by.
You know how you get a thought to tell you, you're no good. You need to commit suicide. You ain't worth nothing, you little slut. You know how you get those thoughts to tell you that?
Yes.
Just watch them, but don't agree with it. You can say to yourself, oh, I see those thoughts, but that's not me. So you could stop agreeing with it. And when you don't agree with them because they're evil spirits that made a home in your mind and emotion, God will take them away from you. They are not you. So when you see those thoughts that's telling you that, just know that that's not you. That's evil speaking to you, through you. It's using your voice, but it's not you. And then God wants to save you from those spirits. So let it relax. Be relaxed in them, but don't call them you. And I promise you, they will be taken away from you. You have never done anything wrong.
And I tried to break the generational curse. I never was married or had children. And
but you can't break the generational curse.
I never wanted to be like my mother or my grandmother. And I look at them and I'm just so scared that that's in me.
You are like your mother and grandmother because you resent them. But now that you have gone and forgiven them, God is changing your heart from evil.
Yes.
Evil, which is anger, to his love. Now he want to change your nature. You are none of those things that you have been doing all your life. It's like what Paul said in the Bible, I've been working on myself. I've been trying to do right. Every time I try to do right, I do wrong. Every time I try not to do wrong, I do right.
All the evil
Hold on. I realize now that it's not me, but something made a home in me. So he stopped fighting. And that's what you got to do if you want to be free. You got to stop fighting with the thoughts and just watch them, but don't call them you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Jesse, for listening. And I'm sorry for rambling all over the place. I wrote down post-it notes all over. I never thought I was going to get through. It was my first time calling. And
are you doing the silent
God
prayer
bless
now?
You. I'm sorry?
Are you doing the silent prayer?
What's your silent prayer?
It shows you how to be still and become aware of those thoughts. Let the light of God shine on the imagination so you can see that it's not you and he would take them away from you. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. Rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer.
Okay.
And I want you to start doing that. Stop begging God. Stop crying. Stop pleading. Stop doing all those things. And you're going to see that you're already free when this old self disappears. And it will. Just stay with the silent prayer, and you'll see that you are free. You've been driven by evil, and it was never you. But you thought it was you growing up, and you thought it was you, but it was not you.
Thank you so much for explaining these things to me.
You're welcome, but forgive your mother because your mother's evil. Her mother did it to her, and she passed it on to you. They could not help themselves. They feel the same evil spirit you're having, they have it in them, too. Forgive them, and God will forgive you, and which is salvation of the heart. He will change your heart from He will change your heart from evil to love. Then he's going to change your mind, which will change your nature.
Okay. And I know I've only been a baby Christian for less than 2 years, but I do see the changes in me. It's the thoughts, like I said, that I struggle with, and I'm going to go onto your website and start practicing these things.
Yeah, because it's just the thoughts. It's not you at all. It's just thoughts. It's not real. It's an illusion. It is not real.
Yeah.
And when the devil told you to take your life, that's what he's here for, to rob, steal, kill, and destroy. And so it was he who was telling you, oh, you might want to take your life. You're no good. You're just a little slut. And you're this and that. And he was making you believe a lie and convince you to put a belt around a pole and hang yourself. It was never you. God hasn't done that. God has made you free. It's abnormal not to be free in life. So just work on those thoughts, let them go, and you'll be fine, all right?
Yeah. Thank you so much, Jesse.
Call me and let me know how it goes. Work on yourself. You'll be fine. Stop believing the thoughts.
I will.
The good ones and the bad ones, they're both lies.
Good also.
Yes.
Not too many of those come through my mind as of lately, but all thoughts.
All lies, all the time.
And the only reality is?
Right now, God, the truth.
Today, this moment.
That's all that's real. Everything is an illusion. Call me again. I got to take a break, but call me again, Kelly.
I will.
Do the silent prayer.
Thank you so much, Jesse.
All right,
God
bye.
Bless you.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. The hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment.
I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world, but perhaps some good things, too. Food banks, for example, are getting dozed. Very nice. The food banks need to get dozed. And the U.S.-Russia meeting, they're meeting today, or they were meeting earlier today, or something like that, after the U.S.-Ukraine meeting yesterday or so. A truce by Easter? Will they have a truce by Easter? Eastern Orthodox people celebrate Easter just like normal Christians on this April 20th, 2025 A.D., where Christ rose from the dead, right? More Venezuelans got deported. Also good news, this time to the capital of Venezuela, Caracas. Not this time, unfortunately, or fortunately, to the El Salvador prison. And Greenland's leaders seem to be overreacting because the Americans are coming. Terrible. Israel got their Iron Dome. Thanks, Obama. America needs a golden dome, says Trump. Oh, yeah. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday, March 21st, AD 2025. The lines are full, guys. You can call in right now or every so often, just in case one of these lines open up. But I encourage the callers on hold to hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll also get to the Super Chats. Many have come in since Friday, Saturday, Sunday, church, and today. Thank you, guys. But it is hate news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports food banks across the country are struggling to find additional funding and donations after the U.S. Department of Agriculture halted $500 million in food deliveries. The move comes as many so-called Americans are struggling to afford groceries due to higher prices. It's not the only thing it's due to. Oftentimes it's due to irresponsible living. Am I right? I think I'm right. And Russia, Ukraine. A U.S. delegation began a high-stakes meeting with Kremlin negotiators. That's in Russia. That's Russian negotiators. Oh, but it's in Saudi Arabia that they're meeting, where the Trump administration is pushing for a ceasefire in separate talks with Russia and with Ukraine. Separate talks. The meeting comes one day after talks between a U.S. team and the Ukraine's defense minister, described by the latter as productive and focused. And that's a quote. A wide gulf, though, in expectations exists between Russia, Ukraine, and the USA. Moscow says a ceasefire will not be possible unless Kiev agrees not to use it as it to resupply or reorganize their troops. They've also publicly voiced key demands such as Ukraine never being allowed to join NATO. And speaking of late Sunday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, not a Christian, by the way, not a Christian, put the onus on Russian President Vladimir Putin to end the war. The one who brought this war must take it away, he said. He has a cool voice. Nearly 200 Venezuelan so-called migrants, also known as illegal aliens, usually, were deported from the United States, flown to Caracas. That's the capital of Venezuela, I gather, early this morning. It was the first deportation flight to land in Venezuela since the two countries agreed to resume repatriations. Very nice. The restarting of such flights occurred despite growing outrage in Venezuela over the deportation of 238 Venezuelans to a notorious prison in El Salvador. They should be happy. We took their problem on, and then we got rid of their problem away from both of us. Please. The United States accused the so-called migrants of being members of a Venezuelan criminal organization, Tren de Aragua, but relatives denied that claim as if they're reliable. Usually not. The Trump administration also announced plans to end at so-called legal status for more than 500,000 illegal migrants who arrived from Venezuela, Cuba, Haiti, and Nicaragua during Biden's term. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two. Thank you.
understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Justin Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE. My biblical question, a brand new biblical question for this week. It's a doozy. It's a mamma mia. It's hola. It's a si, señor. It's a luscious. It's a, oh, it's an amazing question. What is evil? What is evil? This came from Colin, a friend. He like, Jesse, after the meeting yesterday, I have a biblical question. I'm like, what is it, man? What the? He like, what is evil? What is evil? Amazing question. You can, if you're out and about, you can podcast the show, but you can listen to the show no matter where you are and what you're doing. We're heard around the world by everybody and the mama. Their mama if you're white, they mama if you're black. But you can be listening by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud. And we're going to get to your super chats. Go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. That's Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday.
Michelle, the rock of the Obama family.
Amazing, huh? What a mess. What a mess. It's Monday. And every Monday, we take all calls, but the ladies' calls as they come in on Mondays. Monday is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank
you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
I have said that the Democratic Party is over. My country is over, by the way, but the Democratic Party is done. You can hang it up. Ain't no way. And I got proof. Smiling faces tell lies. And I got proof. Beware of the pat on the back. It just might hold you back. Jealousy, envy. I got proof that the Democratic Party is never coming back. Really, I got proof. Our battle is a spiritual battle. The evil ones are running the Democratic Party now. And just as in the homes, they have destroyed the families, and families are not coming back, the Democratic Party is never coming back. The Democratic Party is being controlled by black females and liberal white and liberal females and weak beta males. They don't have any control of the males, though. But it's being controlled by black females. We showed you Jasmine Cricket. You are aware of the Wicked Witch of the West, Maxine Waters. And think of all the black females in the Democratic Party now, how they act, how they speak. They have no love. They are doing to the party what they have done to the black children in the home and the black community. Because the black men are too weak. Their fathers didn't stop them. Their boyfriends didn't stop them. And if they happen to get a husband, the husband can't stop them or won't. Even the white husband. Some of them get white husbands, but the white husband are beta. They get beat up by the black woman. Here's an example. This female is not in politics, but she was a so-called host of a show on CNN. And this female, you can look at her, even if you were not working on yourself, you're not going to see anything but pure evil. You're going to see Satan himself working through his daughter, as you saw with Jasmine Cricket. The black females are running the Democratic Party, and they are destroying it. And as a result, they are destroying America. That their purpose on life is not to build up, but to destroy. And this woman was a host at one time on MSNBC. Thank you, Derek. MSNBC, not CNN. This is the Daily Mail. Joy Reid, 56, joined ex-CNN host Don Lemon on his show to discuss Trump's abuse. Trump observed plan to take over Canada and make it the 51st state. Watch this from X.
Grampy Trump. Let's talk. First of all, you can't make Canada the 51st state without going to war with them. And let me explain how that happened, how that worked out the last time we tried to go to war with Canada. They burned the White House to the ground in 1814 and won the war. Canada beat us in the war of 1812. They probably like their chances against us. We're not going to beat them in a war because we have never been able to do that. You'd have to occupy a country that is equivalent of the size of the United States, in which the top two-thirds of it is uninhabited, frozen forest land that touches the Arctic. You know how that worked out when the Nazis tried that with Russia, which is the equivalent of Canada? On that part of the world, we gonna lose.
Amazing. So I heard that wasn't true at all about the White House being burned down by Canada or whatever. And I could beat Canada by myself in war if I had to. Just me, I can go there and just defeat them just like that. Canada need us. We don't need Canada. According to, I don't see where it's from, but she's lying. According to DeepSeek, nuclear weapons, the U.S. has 5,000 nuclear warheads. Canada has none. Zero. And from what I've been reading and heard about lately, Canada's not, small businesses are gone. They almost non-exist in Canada. Canada is suffering like not going north, total liberal. This female is lying. I tremble at the idea that my country has allowed black females to take over. And they're doing it because over the years and over the years and over the years, black females have been pretending to be victims. And the white females and white beta males, oh, yeah, poor you. You made it through slavery. The white man sexually harassed you. All lies. And it created a false love and gave power over to the devil. False power, but power over to the devil. You're going to regret, if you don't already do, due to your fear of black females. You're going to regret giving in to the devil. Look what they have done to the black man. The black man is not worth a dime to the black female. She hates him. She hates the black men that voted for Trump. They do, black females. There is a spiritual battle happening here. And it's coming through the woman. God is the man's God. And Satan is the woman's God. And all hell comes through the woman, through the mother, through females like this. There are females who are realizing it now, and they are overcoming it. But most will not, because they love their God. They love their hell. They love their misery. And you're catering to them. They have it so set up now. That black men are so afraid of black women, they call them queens. Don't mess with the queen, they say. If you correct the queen in front of a black male, he'll fight you. Because he's afraid of mama. And he called mama queen. May God have mercy upon America. You've turned the country over to black females. You have turned the Democratic Party over to females, and especially black ones. Because even the white liberal females are afraid of the black females. And ladies, it's Female Monday. You can overcome, as a young lady just called Kelly, you can overcome your hell. But you got to see that it is hell, it is evil, and then let God take it away from you, return to the Father, just as a man, and you could be free. You are 100% responsible for you. Ladies, your psychological issues, your emotional issues, your spiritual issues, you are responsible for that. And you got to take control. This woman, this female, is an evil female to the core. Here's one other example of an evil female, then I'll take your calls. And Super Chats. This is KTLA 5. Sarita Ramaraja. Ramaraji. 48. Is facing 26 years to life. If convicted on all charges. After she allegedly slit her son's throat. In a Santa Ana hotel on Wednesday. Watch this.
Kimberly, thanks for the update. The Orange County mother accused of stabbing her 11-year-old son to death in a hotel room could make her first court appearance today, on Wednesday, actually. Police say 48-year-old Sarita Ramaraju called 911 and said that she had killed her son at the La Quinta Inn and Suites. That's in Santa Ana. Authorities now say Ramaraju was going through a divorce and a custody battle and was supposed to return the child to his father. Police believe she had taken about 24 pills in a possible suicide attempt. She has now been released from the hospital but is being held behind bars.
This is typical now, where the woman, the female, would rather kill the child. Allegedly, he hadn't listened before, but I've heard it so many times in counseling with men. They'd rather kill the child than to let the father have it. Think about that. That's not evil. Is that love? a mother love is so special. It will kill you until the day you die. She taught you how to say hello and thank you, please, and then cut your throat. A mother's love is evil. There's nothing good about a mother's love. And they love to promote it. They say mom's love. They call it mom's. Mom's love. A mom is so scared. A mom, they don't even call it mother anymore. That's not special enough. They call it mom's. You don't even hear the word mother. They call it mom. And someone need to let Joy Reid know that active personnel, 1.3 million U.S. versus 67,000 Canada. What the? That's from D.C. too. Y'all don't know what you're dealing with. This is hell. I'm afraid to go to hell, people say. I'm afraid of dying because I don't want to go to hell. Got moaning, you're already in hell. You're already in hell. Anyone that has anger is evil. Evil is anger. Anger is evil. And you're living in hell. And evil people are afraid of evil people. Evil people make other evil people cry. They made you cry. Even, and this thing about a mom's love is not real, folks, until she returned to the Father. Until she returned to the Father. Life is about a journey back home to the Father. And the Father's waiting for you. He's not going to pressure you to come home. Unlike the mother, and the mother pressure you to stay home. But Dad is not going to force you either way. He leaves it up to you. Free love. You're going to love me not by force, but by choice. And mother's love have destroyed children all over this here world. You need to forgive your mothers, ladies, and gentlemen, so you don't do it to your children. The cycle repeats itself because there is no love. If you don't have love, you have nothing. Even Tina Turner, may her soul rest in peace. What love got to do with it? Got to do. What love got to do? Got to do. What love but a second-hand emotion? What love got to do with it? Even Tina mama didn't love her. Your mama don't love you. Find me one mama on this side of earth that loved the children, and I'll eat my hat. I have a straw hat that someone gave to me. I'll eat the straw hat. Find me one mother that loved her children. Look up and down the earth. You're not going to find it. They look for one woman, a righteous woman on earth, and they can find one. They can find one. And they look for one. They look for righteous men. They only found one. What the? Ladies. And there are ladies in the bar meetings and when I counsel with by phone, Skype, or walk-ins. They are working on themselves. They're like, you know what, Justin, when you first said that, I was ticked at you. I called you Nicaragua. Nicaragua is a place, the location, by the way, it's a country. I called you Nicaragua. And then I thought about it, and I realized my heart is wicked. I do have anger. I am evil. And at that very moment, they start to change. The hardest thing in this side of heaven, on this side of heaven for human beings to do, and especially women, is to admit that they are evil. They say that there's something good in them. There's nothing good in you. There's nothing good in human nature at all. You cannot find good in human nature. Try to find good in human beings. I hear that a lot. You're not going to find it. Even Tina Turner did all, according to Tina, all she did for her mama, and her mama still didn't like her. Here's a clip of singer and songwriter Tina Turner explaining how her mother still didn't like her, even after she showered her with gifts. Watch this on Instagram.
I was not kind. When I became a star, of course, like then she was happy because I bought her a house. I did all kinds of things for her. She was my mother. You know, I was trying to make her comfortable because she didn't have a husband. She was alone, but she still didn't like me. Even after I became Tina, Ma still was a little bit, who did that or who did this? And I said, I did it, Ma. You know, I was happy to show my mother what I did. I had a house. I had gotten a car. And she said, I don't believe it. Now, you're my daughter. I know you didn't something to this effect. Yeah, she didn't want me. She didn't want to be around me, even though she wanted my success. But I did for her as if she loved me.
That is every man, every woman situation on this side of heaven. And we now have Black Fridays. And what I want the blacks to know, that is your problem. Your mama is your problem. Your grandma is your problem. Not the white man, not the Jewish man, but your mother is your problem. Your anger is that of your mother. And the more you try to please her, the worse you got. Because women do not have love. They only have hate. And that's what they pass on to the children. And they call it a mom's love. And they pretend that it's special, but it's not. Tina's story is typical. And then you try to please the one that you hate, and you can never do it. You got to forgive her, men and women, and God will forgive you because you're wrong for hating her. And that's why you feel the pain and the false need to satisfy her. Because you have what is called guilt. And the guilt is coming from hate. And drop the hate, you'll drop the guilt. And the men don't understand what they're dealing with when they meet women just like mama. They go, what the? And they try to please her. You should never, ever, never, 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 ever, but never, ever, as long as you walk this earth, men and women, you should never try to please anyone. It's unnatural. It doesn't work. You're lost when you do that. This is what Tina. Tina had buku money, according to the report, and her mama still didn't like her. And the more Tina tried to please her, the worse the mama got. She never even liked her even more so. Now, how you get this? You my daughter. I know you had to done something. Oh, yes, Mom. I worked for it. I don't believe that. You had to done something because the daughter trying to please her. Anytime you try to please another person, you're tempting them to destroy you because they see a weakness in that. And they will try to destroy you. Darren is a first-time call out of Phoenix. Is that Darren? Out of Phoenix, Arizona. Darren, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How you doing, brother?
All is well.
Can I get amazing?
Amazing.
Yes, I just like to say I admire you. What you're doing.
Thank you.
Kind of nervous a little bit.
Relax. And why are you feeling nervous?
No, because I admire you and I finally got to talk to you. So
relax. It's just Jesse.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
So how's your day? How you doing today? I just want to say.
Oh, all is well.
All is well?
Yes, sir.
What's I'd like to say, okay, go ahead.
What's your question and comments for me?
Okay, I'd just like to say it's hard to be a Christian man nowadays because all the things we have to go through. And seeing your show really helps me out. I'd like to say thank you.
And
it really helped me out.
What type of things you have to go through as a Christian man?
Just different people's attitudes and how they treat you and how to treat people. And it's a fight like every day for me, you know?
Give me an example of how they're treating you.
Well, when I step outside, I try to be positive and I pray to God, you know, take care of me and let me to have patience with people. But then as soon as I do, and someone will, I like get cut off on the road, or I just get I just run it get into something at the store with somebody, and I gotta stop doing that. And that's one thing I have a problem with, being a Christian man, you know, to hold back my wanting to always be aggressive towards it.
Oh, so if someone if I'm understanding you correctly, on the road, if somebody get in front of you or yell at you, you overreact to that?
Yes, I've been doing that lately, and I don't know what's going on. And I've been closer to God, and it seems like it's getting worse, you know? I'm tempted, to get into it with someone, and I don't want to because I know that's a sin, you know?
Even at the market, you want to argue with people when they treat you bad, wrong over there,
too? Yeah. It feels like I get into a lot of, confrontations. Not like visually, too, you know what I mean? I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's because I'm a Christian man and they see it, or they feel the positivity of me. And then sometimes, you know what I mean? They try to bring me down. You know what I mean? With dirty looks or trying to you know what I mean? Or a comment or something, you know?
And how old are you?
I'm 39.
Oh, okay. And what is your question for me?
No, how do you feel? Is it hard for a Christian man to live today?
No, it's very easy for a Christian man.
Explain to me, brother. Explain to me, because I'm having trouble.
Okay, you got to drop your anger and stop believing thoughts about what other people think or doing, because the hell that you're experiencing is in you. It's not. Other people are evil too. They are trying to hurt you, but all of your problems are coming from you because your heart is evil and you still believe thoughts. If you didn't believe, if you didn't have an angry heart and believe thoughts, nobody can make you feel or hurt you in any way spiritually. They may try to hurt you physically, but they cannot hurt you spiritually. But you need to drop your anger. Why don't you drop your anger?
I guess because I got past that keeps bothering me about people have done me wrong, and I just can't get over it. Even nowadays, I help someone out and they do me wrong, and I'm I don't know what to do anymore. You know what I mean?
And where is your past?
What do you mean?
Where is it?
People have done me bad. You know what I mean? I've done a lot of bad things, you know, in my life. You know what I mean?
You said in your past you've done. Where is the past? Where is your past?
In the past.
Where is it? Where is it?
Where is it?
Yeah.
In the past?
Where is that?
I'm trying to understand what you're saying.
Hold on for a minute. Don't hang up.
Okay.
Let me take a break. When I come back, when you say in your past, I want to know where that is. Where is that past? And then your super chats and everything, folks, when we come back. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality, specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Pachi has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Pachi's coffee. Okay, welcome back. 888-7753-773-888-77. Just a quick announcement. Number one, the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning from 9 to 11. And then after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. He black. And then at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. On Rumble. Check him out on Rumble. You got to know how to Rumble. And then at 2 p.m., brand new episode of Pachi TV at 2 p.m. Pacific time. Watch this.
Mr. Krishan the Don, host of Misfit Nation.
Is Trump, like, really big on getting women sort of out of the combat roles or out
no,
of the...
I don't think
it's not really...
It doesn't seem like it.
You got to stand against that.
They would try to kill him again.
Republicans would turn against him.
See,
it's the real conspiracy.
Would you sign a prenup to protect yourself? If you're a billionaire
nope.
And you're married...
Yeah, if I had $1,000, I would get a prenup.
$1,000?
Not... Absolutely, especially if she wasn't there to help me build it.
Why doesn't she get half? She's doing half her part to help you do your part. Why didn't she deserve half?
If you divorce, then she doesn't deserve anything.
I
think every woman is trying to destroy us. It's just her natural inclination.
Amazing. At 2 p.m. I didn't know they had Krishan Dadan on. Oh, amazing. You don't want to miss it. Punch the TV at 2 p.m. Pacific time. What the? Nice. Let me go quickly back to Darren, a first-time call out of Phoenix. Darren.
How you doing?
So you say in your past you've done these things and people try to hurt you. Where is your past?
Where's my past?
Yeah.
It's I just all the things, all the mistakes I made and past relationships that I messed up on. And I think about them back now because I see how certain people are doing. And I say, I guess females that are doing, lived on their lives that I messed up with. And I just feel like I messed up. Like, I guess.
But why are you living in a past that doesn't exist? Why are you holding on to something that doesn't exist?
Exactly. Why am
no,
I?
No, that was the question.
Evil doesn't rest because evil doesn't. That's the only way it gets to me, my brother. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'll leave the house feeling magnificent. And then something will remind me of that incident of that, the past relationship. And I start feeling low again because I messed up. You know what
and
I'm
who
saying?
Is
How do I get away from that?
Who is reminding you of that?
Evil.
And so why do you believe evil when it try to remind you of it? Why don't you stop identifying with it? Let it pass because it's trying to remind you of it to keep you in hell and away from God. Why don't
right.
you stop believing it when it tells you that?
I got to stop. I got to start praying more and trusting God to take care of it more. And that's what I'm not doing, I guess.
And you're not doing it because you're not allowing him to do it because you believe it. And in believing it, you're trying to solve it yourself.
Right.
You gotta stop believing the thoughts because there is no past and there is no future. All you have
right.
is right now. God is right here, right now. And
right.
by you living in your head, you're living in the present of evil by thinking about the past or the future.
Right.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Oh, yes. Always. I love my mother and father. They're not together no more, but I still love them.
And did you tell her you forgive her for what she's done to you?
Forgive her what she done to me?
Right.
What has she done to me? Like,
she recreated you in her image. The thoughts and the emotions you have is just like your mother.
You think so?
I know so. You have to forgive your mother for what she's done to you. She turned you away from your father, and once you became angry at her, you became like her. You become like what you hate.
Wow. I never looked at it like that.
And that's not going to change until
you... So how do I forgive her? Do I talk to her and tell her I love you and I forgive you?
No, don't tell her you love her because you don't love her. You hate her. That emotion you feel... Yeah, that emotion you feel...
That sounds crazy, man. I can't... I don't know. That sounds crazy, man. I can't say that because I love my mama. Don't you love your mama?
I don't know
if your mama's still around, but...
If you loved your mama, you will forgive your mama for screwing you up and turning you away from your father. Your mother is evil.
Oh. Why you say that, though?
Because her mother did it to her, and she's done it to you.
In what way? Can you explain that?
The anger, the thoughts, and emotions that you have is that of your mother. She imposed her will on you when you were a kid, and she made you identify with her, and she turned you away from your father by pretending your father was the bad guy. He treated, he was...
No, I still talk to my father.
No.
I still talk to my father.
Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Your father was no good. He treated me so badly. He this and he that.
But I understand that. And I know, but I stick up for him when she says that. Something like that.
Right, but you got to forgive her for doing that. She was evil.
To say that?
Yeah.
So I just got to forgive her just to myself. Don't tell her.
No, you got to face her and tell her, I've been resenting you for what you've done to me and trying to turn me away from my father. I tried to defend my father. You hated my father. You're trying to turn me away from him. I realize now you couldn't help yourself, and I'm sorry for being angry at you for what you've done. And don't ask for forgiveness. God will forgive you when you forgive her because she can't help herself, and she's not going to admit that she was wrong. She's going to try to blame your father. She's going to blame you. She's going to blame everyone but herself. So don't ask for forgiveness. Human beings don't forgive. We apologize for resenting others, and God will forgive us. So, and you don't love her. You hate her. You have that false feeling of love, but you hate your mother. You don't love her. But when you forgive her for what she's done to you, God will forgive you, and then you're going to love all people with perfect love.
Wow. That's pretty heavy, man.
In what way?
Heavy, man.
In what way?
Just because I can't. I just love my parents, and I can't think of my mother like to hate. Like you said, I hate. I mean, that's just a strong word, isn't it?
You're never going to be free until you see that your anger you have is hatred, and it came from your mother.
I don't know, man. That just don't make sense because whenever I go to my mother for advice, she's always the one to tell me to pray to God and to calm down, my brother. So I don't know.
That's what Satan does. Satan tells you to pray to God.
But she prays with me, though. My dad, my father doesn't pray with me.
But if you notice, praying with your mother is not working. It has not worked, will never work, because you're praying to Satan when you're praying with your mother to God.
That sounds crazy, man. I know I'm not. That sounds
crazy.
That sounds crazy.
Why do you think praying with your mother has never worked?
I pray by myself and it's never worked. I can't just blame it on my mom.
Right. Praying with your mother doesn't work, and praying by yourself doesn't work. And why do you think that is?
Because I'm letting the influences on the, like, get to me still, like the anger, man. I don't know, just whatever anger, man, I got inside of me that...
No, you know what I mean? It's not working because you're praying to the devil. You're of your father, the devil, and that's not going to change until you forgive your mother. and forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. He did not know how to deal with your mother because your mother is just like his mother, and he ended up making a baby with this woman, and he didn't know how to deal with her. He became the boy, and she became the mama, and he couldn't protect you. He loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with her. She's so evil.
I don't know. I guess I don't know how to explain that. I just can't picture, like, I can't picture evil because she's always been by my side to, you know what I mean, to console me when, you know what I mean?
And that's the problem.
Or anything.
She destroyed you, and then she played God like she loved you, and she doesn't. Wait until you go and forgive her. You're going to see hell.
But I also go to my dad, too, for advice, too, so don't go to neither of them.
Forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother.
So I got to tell him, I forgive you for not protecting from my mother like that?
Yes.
And then I tell my mom, I forgive you for not what?
I'm sorry for resenting you, for imposing your will on me, for turning me away from my father. And I realize
that. But Jesse, I don't feel like she's ever done that to me.
Then why did you have to stand up for your father as she tried to talk about him?
Oh, well, because I love my dad.
Right.
My dad raised me hard. You know what I mean? He got me ready for this world. My dad is a seventh degree black belt. And he was a sergeant in the army. So you got to say how I grew up. He was pretty bad. He kicked my bed when I got up in the morning, and never let me rest. Had me digging holes in the backyard. But I thank my dad and I love him for doing that because he got me ready to be a man for this world. You
and
understand?
that's why your mother hates you because you love your father. Any child, whether male or female, that's close to their father, the mother will destroy you because she's jealous of that. And she will make you think your father's a bad person so you can be closer to her or she can control you. Mothers hate sons and daughters who are close to their fathers.
Wow, man. That's heavy, man. Jeez. That's heavy stuff you're telling me right there.
If you want to be free, and if you want to return to the Father God, you got to forgive your mother for turning you away from your earthly father, and forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. He couldn't help it.
And then I can move on from there?
Yes, absolutely.
And
don't ask for forgiveness from them. You apologize for being angry at them, especially your mother. And God will forgive. If your mother say, oh, son, I was wrong, that's nice. If she say, your father did this and that, oh, I need to forgive you, that's nice. You don't need her to admit to anything because when you apologize for being angry, which is hatred, which is playing God, then God going to forgive you. Nobody else have to forgive you. Only God will forgive you.
Right. Right, and that's the only person.
Yes,
that's the only one that you need.
Yes,
forgiveness from.
Yes, and God cannot forgive you until you forgive your mother.
Amen. Amen. That sounds good. Wow.
And then he's going to take the anger away from you. You change your heart from anger to love, and then he's going to change your nature. I want you to do the silent prayer. You know about my silent prayer?
I've heard of it.
Rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. Start doing that. All that little hooping and hollering you've been doing, been a waste of time. You've been praying to the devil. Now it's time to let go and let God by being still, and God will take over. He really will. He's trying to save you from your old nature.
Right.
Are you black?
I'm Chicano.
What?
Chicano rock.
Oh, see? Chicano.
Chicano.
Nice.
No, I was born and raised here.
Right on. So will you go and forgive your mother?
Well, I'm going, yes, sir, I will.
You're going to be shaking in your boots, and the devil going to tell you, oh, that's your mother. How can you not forgive your mother? The devil doesn't want you to forgive her. Because the devil doesn't want you to return to God. And so he's going to try to talk you out of it. Don't fall for it. Shaking in your boot, you face your mother.
No, that's some good. I never heard of it. Something like that put at me that way. So it's like, it's usually just, hey, you need to get down on your knees and pray more. And like now that makes a lot more sense now. Like, do you know what I mean? Forgive them, go talk to them and forgive them like the way you told me to. And
yeah,
and go from there.
And don't tell your mother you love her first, because you don't love her. You hate her. Then when God forgive you, he's going to give you his love. You will love your mother, your father, and all, even your enemy. You will not hate anyone. And you'll be able to speak up for yourself. You're going to be able to live on earth in perfect peace.
God is good.
But it's not going to change until you forgive your mother so God can take your mother's identity away from you. Her identity is evil. And he will take that away from you. And do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. And I'm telling you, your life will change by itself. There's nothing you can do but be aware.
Jesse, were you baptized?
Years ago. But that's not necessary now. Everything is of the spirit. When you forgive, God is going to baptize you in the spirit. Now, if you want to get baptized with water, that's fine. But
no, I was just curious that if you were baptized, because I got baptized in a Baptist church.
Oh, what a mess.
Is that good or bad? Is that good?
It's neither good nor bad.
Do you respect the Baptist church?
I don't know what you mean by that.
Like, no, is that a good following? Like, I know there's different.
No.
There's Baptists and.
It's a waste of time.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you real quick. So what's the best way to, if I want to start going to a church, which church is good to go to?
Right now, you need to work on, you are the church, and you need to go inside of that church and work on you. You got to overcome your anger, the thoughts, the emotions, by forgiving and being quiet and let God guide you. If you need some church, we have the best fellowship on this side of heaven. You can go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. And if it meant for you to be in some other church in your local area, it'll happen naturally. Don't worry about that. You got to work on you.
Right.
Because the only thing those churches are going to give you is a song and a dance.
Right.
It's all emotional.
To get closer to God, you got to, at least, doesn't it say, like, to pray, to give up all these things, but to at least go to church, to my temple at least one time, or is that?
Only the church you need to go to.
Because of the word.
The church you need to go to is if you get real fellowship in a church. You're not going to find any of these churches because the preachers are lost themselves.
Right. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, I don't need to believe in a guy that I can read it myself, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. Read the Holy Bible myself.
Absolutely.
Okay.
For now, don't worry about the church. You got to face your mother shaking in your boots, and you got to let her know, I'm sorry for resenting you for what you've done to me. I understand now you cannot help yourself. I'm sorry for being angry. And however she react, you just watch it like you're watching a crazy movie, but don't react to it, all right?
Okay. Yes, sir.
And then forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. It sounds like he tried to prepare you from the world, but he didn't know how to keep evil away from you by keeping your mother away from you.
Wow. I don't know. I just got to do the steps you told me to do, and then I guess I can go from there.
I promise you, you're not going to be free, and you will never know God until you forgive your mother and your father and do the silent prayer, and God will take over, and you'll be fine. He will change everything about you.
Okay.
Let me know how it goes, all right?
I really appreciate it, my brother, for you talking to me and taking time for me.
You're
really
welcome.
I appreciate it. And I love what you're doing, my brother. Keep doing it for us guys out here that are struggling.
Absolutely.
With the world.
Well, after this, when you forgive, you will never have to struggle with anything ever again. You're going to be free, all right?
Amen.
Let me know how it goes.
Amen, my brother. Thank you very much.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. Super chat. Super chat.
Super chat.
CT on X says that that lady Maze is funny. She is good radio.
I love Maze out of Ohio. Maze have been my friend for years. Hey, Maze, thank you.
Nikki bought a coffee. What I meant is that I doesn't exist. Only consciousness does, and that's what a human being is. Sorry if I wasn't clear last week talking about I.
Oh,
okay. Consciousness.
Nice.
Have a good one.
Thank you, Nikki. I'm still trying to find out what is a human being. And I brought it up yesterday in the fellowship, and I still don't know. Nobody knows what a human being is. Isn't that amazing? What is a human being? And you think, well, I know the answer to that. But then when you think about it, you really don't. What is a human being? Thank you, Nikki.
And Danny says, all right, Jesse and the lads. There's a new series on Netflix called Adolescent in England based on a real story where a black lad stabbed and killed a young bird. I heard about that on The Anchor, baby.
A young bird?
Young lady.
Oh.
That bird is English slang for lady, young lady.
Oh, okay.
In the series, it's a white lad playing the role. Incredible. Whites are truly hated.
Yep. White people are the most hated species on this side of heaven for no reason at all. A lot of made-up reasons, but they're not real. They're just made-up reasons. Isn't that amazing? That's amazing. So, Anchor Baby, cover that.
Yeah.
Snow White is now a Mexican. Isn't that true?
And not popular.
Is that true? Snow White is a Mexican?
It was a live-action movie, and it's a flop, I hear.
It should
At least
be.
Slow.
Snow White ain't got no been to be no Mexican? What the?
SJW.
You cover that, Anchor Baby?
Oh, yeah, I covered that as well. No dwarves either.
Where are the dwarves?
Peter Dinklage, this other famous dwarf actor, was not happy with the dwarves being used in Hollywood. So they decided not to use any dwarves for Snow White and the Seven Dwarves.
And so now
so
the
they
dwarves,
got no work.
The
it's
dwarves
like
are out of work. Talk about DEI. What a mess. Okay. Thank you. I was not aware of that. Thank you.
Anthony on Cash App. Word human first appeared in the late 1600s. The word human first used 13th century Old English Germany. And the word human being, human created equals educated intellects, he says.
And so what is a human being?
He's just telling about the words
that came about.
History.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Army Ann says, will Willow return to the JLP show after the Fallen State did a little thing with a Michael Alexander Gallagher, Ashurst?
Who?
Willow. The guy who transitioned, and he's a beta. He put this on the bully list. We got to take a break. We'll read the rest later, guys.
I got to take a break. Thank you all. One more hour to go. When I come back, your phone calls and the rest of the super chats. Back in a moment. Hate news coming up. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
"23andMe" is bankrupt. Their female CEO, co-founder woman resigned, and they have your DNA, or do they? And the Social Security Administration accidentally called a guy Ned Johnson, I think, something like that. Dead, but he's alive. And normally they keep on, well, I don't know if they keep on paying, but they have people on their roll who are long gone. And the Snow White, it flopped. Rest in peace to Mia Love, dead at 49 years old, the tender age. She had brain cancer, I guess, diagnosed in 2022. She was a female congressman from a black female congressman from Utah. She used to be a stewardess, and she's Haitian. She was Haitian-American. Rest in peace. Also, George Foreman died, the boxing legend. His arms are roughly about, roughly my arms' size, or when he was alive. George Foreman, the Foreman Grill. Rest in peace. By the way, he, I won't get into that. Roughly my size.
Now
that he's dead. 50,000 JLP talking to me. We got the peanut gallery in the house. 50,000 Palestinians been killed in Gaza since October 7th, 2023. Rest in peace to those Palestinians. Not all of them were Hamas either. Many of them were innocent civilians, I guess. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Monday, March 24th, A.D., 2025. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. You can call in periodically every so often in case a line opens up. And it is Hate News, Not Fake News. We'll also get to the rest of your super chats, guys. The Trump administration announced plans to end, as I mentioned last hour, legal status, quote unquote, for more than 500,000 illegals who arrived in the United States from Venezuela, Cuba, Haiti, and Nicaragua during evil, crooked, lame-o Joe Biden's sleepy term under a humanitarian parole program. Well, that's gone. They have just 30 days, 30 days to leave or face deportation. Self-deport, suckers. And Greenland's, speaking of suckers, Prime Minister Mutte B. Igidi. Sorry, Dutch people. I don't know how to say your names, if that's even a Dutch name. Slammed a planned trip, to the island of Greenland. Big island. Not as big as Australia. Australia is a whole continent. It's like 3-4 times bigger than Greenland, by the way. By a delegation of U.S. officials, a planned trip to Greenland, including Second Lady Usha Vance, and a National Security Advisor Mike Waltz. Igede, took particular issue, that's the Prime Minister, with Waltz's visit, Mike Waltz, not to be confused with Kamala's vice president pick, calling it highly aggressive, the visit. In light of our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's recent comments about annexing the autonomous Danish territory. What is the national security advisor doing in Greenland? The only purpose is to demonstrate power over us, said this sour grapes Prime Minister Igede. I'm going to have to learn how to say the word. I apologize. Say his name. In an interview with Greenlandic newspaper Sermitsiak on Sunday, his mere presence in Greenland will no doubt fuel American belief in Trump's mission, and the pressure will increase. Honestly, I didn't think much of it. I just thought it was kind of nice to do. But his overreacting is making me think, maybe we should take it. Jens Frederik Nielsen, who is likely to be Greenland's next leader, also said the timing of the visit showed, quote, a lack of respect. So they have leaders on leaders who sound like lame-os to me. It's horrible. And I'll have to tell you about the Golden Dome that Trump wants to build during the Hake Report after the JLP show. But now back to JLP.
Somewhere in the world today, men have got
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
This portion of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show is brought to you by GoCo. GoCo. And I'm wondering out loud, have you considered adding gold to your investment program? Have you considered that? I know I tell you get land, add land to your program, but you need some gold too. Because I hear that the dollar bill is going to be fading away. What the? And gold is everlasting. You can't get rid of gold. So I want you to encourage you to check out GoCo. GoCo, all right? We have a special for my listeners here on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Qualified accounts receive 10% instant match in bonus silver. Instant match and bonus silver. I recommend you go to jessielovesgold.com. jessielovesgold.com or call 855-644-GOLD. That's 855-644-GOLD. Make it a part of your program. Gold and land. Just think about that. Why, especially to you young people, you could build a whole I'm going to take care of myself plan. And when you get old, you don't have to worry about your kids taking care of you in anger. They don't want to, but they feel obligated. And so they push you right in a wheelchair and let you fall out the wheelchair. Check out GoCo. JesseLoveGold.com, 855-644-GOLD. All right, tell them Jesse sent you. Amazing. Welcome to the show. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man, also uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, what is evil? What is evil? What is evil? What is it? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jessieleepeterson.com/show. jessieleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad. Of course, you can podcast anywhere in the world. But you can also listen anywhere in the world by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk. A Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. It's the last hour of the show on Monday. It is and will always be Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
That's for sure. 888-77-5373. 888-77-Jesse. Was this teacher wrong? Or was she showing her student love? What do you think? And she, this teacher had been fired. Really, what do you think about this? I want to know. It's probably a question for my experts, but I don't have time today because I get to some calls. But was this teacher wrong, or was this teacher showing love to the student? CNN, a middle school teacher in Baltimore was fired after telling a group of 8th graders that they should focus on their education instead of wanting to be like a be like a pop, a N-word. You should focus on your education instead of wanting to be like a punk, a N-word, who's going to get shot. Watch this from WMAR2 News.
Jamie and Kelly, the CEO of Baltimore City Schools, says the language was inappropriate and will not be tolerated. The incident happened Tuesday in the middle of class. We're told the teacher has been terminated.
Yeah, I'd like to forget you!
The cell phone video starts out showing an 8th grade science teacher at Harlem Park Middle School kicking a student out of her class.
Get out of my class!
About a minute into the clip, the teacher calls the students idiots. It's hard to hear, but she says they need to get an education, or they'll wind up being a punk who's gonna get shot. Baltimore City Schools says the teacher has been fired.
Oh, God. Think about this. Can you imagine being a white teacher, male or female, teaching in Baltimore school? Think about that. That is hell. I can't even believe this woman teaching in that school. I cannot understand why white teachers go to black schools. I don't know if there's some rules that says you have to, or what is it? Some parents say the teacher is supposed to be a positive role model. Watch this.
The behavior in that video was not about a teacher trying to regain control of the class. The focus of our reaction was really about the way that teacher went about it and frankly, the way that young people were treated and addressed.
Many parents agree, saying the teacher is supposed to be a positive role model.
You have to teach the kids. You can't get mad at the kids like that. You got to have patience with these kids. That's what your job consists of.
It's setting a bad example for the kids, you know, especially for you being a teacher, you know. That's not supposed to be said, especially not to a kid anywhere.
School officials say the teacher went too far and crossed a very clear line. A school-wide assembly was held today, and counselors, along with additional support people, have been brought in to help everyone process the incident.
Because it's not just the young people in that class that are reeling from this, it's the entire school community.
They're not reeling from the fact that their children are bad and out of control because they have parents who have failed them. And then this white lady didn't know how to handle that. They're not going to tell you, oh, yeah, I totally understand because these children are bad. In Baltimore, what the? They're going to blame the teacher. I don't know why these white people want to teach in these black schools. Oh, maybe it's just mama's love. How's she going to be a positive role model for a bunch of out-of-control children? Is grill in your mouth a big deal in Baltimore? Everybody had grill, but baby Jessica daddy. But now, and some parents say that teachers shouldn't have been fired and argue that the teacher need more support in the classroom. Watch this.
However, some parents don't think immediately firing the teacher was the right call. They tell us these educators need more help in the classroom, something district leaders admit is an ongoing issue.
You don't be in the room with these kids the way they talk to her, the way they disrespect her all day, every day. I mean, this lady has broke down several times, but still no one seemed to care about what she's going through or what led up to the incident that happened. I just think it came out wrong.
Yep. What's wrong with the blacks? This lady's right. She's right. I don't know. I just, unless there's some type of rule that tells teachers you got to start out in a public school with these black children, you ain't going to make it. You got to go through hell before you can see heaven in these schools. And those parents, and that whoever the other black woman was, the first one, they act like these are some of the nicest children in the world. And this lady just out of control, out of order, the way she talked to them. She really gave them some good advice, to be honest. Well, I can't imagine. I wouldn't even want to teach in a black school. As my black producer said, that teacher kept it real with the students. We're talking about Baltimore, folks. And one last thing about anger. Don't let anger put you in situations like this. I'm blown away. Like, way away. That there are human beings, but I understand human nature, that are telling you that anger is good. And there are quote-unquote Christians who are telling you that anger is good and that they have righteous anger. Satan has played have deceived the people about anger. He has you thinking, and your preachers and others, your parents, have you thinking that anger is good, and yet you're miserable with anger. You have no peace. Well, everybody got anger. Anger can cause you to end up in a situation like this. This is from New York Post. A strap hanger got instant karma. She didn't wait until tomorrow. It was instant. Can it wait until tomorrow before you? Can you wait until tomorrow before you say your sorrow? She got instant karma when she tried to yank a MAGA hat off another rider's head. When she tried to yank a MAGA hat off another rider's head and instead face planted on a filthy Manhattan subway platform. This is from the New York Post. In a now viral clip, the woman branded the hat wearing a racist. Watch this from X.
That's why he won. Because people like you. That's why he won. That is why he won, because of people like you who need to stop it.
Bro, just like, go and chill, bro.
You're okay with that. He's a racist.
I'm okay. How can I be
he's racist?
I'm racist.
If you vote for Trump, you're racist. He's a racist.
How can I be racist?
No, he's not.
Leave him alone.
Instant karma. That's what happens when you're angry. You can disagree without being angry. You can speak up without being angry. Anger is evil. 888-775-3773. Chris from Canada. Chris, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Chris.
How are you doing?
Amazing.
Right on. It was an amazing church yesterday.
Thank you. Fellowship was amazing.
And when you introduced the biblical question earlier in the week, last week, what are you a lawbreaker? I didn't much care for it, and all week I'd hear it asked, and I would think like, oh yeah, I speak sometimes, and that's it. But then when we got to the Sunday service, it was it blew my mind when you were listing all the things that we do spiritually that break the law.
Yes, absolutely. That's amazing. And most people don't know that, and that's why they're suffering. I didn't know that for a long time, too. But that's why they're suffering, because they're breaking the spiritual laws. Anyone that cries, breaking the law. Anyone has anger, breaking the law. Anyone that has fear and doubt and loneliness and all that. Y'all can check it out by going to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Yeah. It was an amazing fellowship, Chris. I agree. And so now, yes. Do you realize you break the law? A lawbreaker?
Oh, yes. Big time, yep.
And how do you break it?
Oh, fear and
looking
for a wife, even though I'm constantly watching that thought.
Nice.
When they come in.
And now, will you stop looking for one?
I've been watching it, and I'm not sure if I'm like deluding myself or what, because it runs deep. It's, you say Peter quoted him. It made a home in me, and it's pretty deep. I think it made a home in me quite young. That I always wanted to. Have a wife and I have already, and so
you have one already?
Yes, but she threw me out. So
what do you mean she threw you out?
She threw me out.
How can she throw you out of your own place?
It's her house.
Oh, you were living with her?
Yeah.
Babe.
Yeah. Beta, yeah. But
well, stay with the silent prayer.
Yep.
And don't want for anything but the truth. Put that first, and you can never be a lawbreaker anymore.
Yes.
Amazing.
All right,
thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Jesse.
All right,
thank
buddy.
You
okay. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to, is it Nico? Nessio out of California. Nessio, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks, Jesse.
Speak up a little bit, Nessio.
All right. Can I ask you a question?
Okay.
Yeah, I want to know the separation between family and myself.
You want to know what?
A separation between family and myself, and also addiction.
Okay, what do you want to know about the separation between family and you?
Like, how close can I get to them, and how much can I keep apart from them?
And when you say family, who are you, your parents or your children?
No, my parents and my brothers and sisters.
How old are you?
Me? I'm almost 40.
You're almost 40?
Yeah.
You could be far away from them.
Yeah, I would like to.
And why don't you?
Well, I had a couple relapses in the past that prevented me from doing that.
From being away from them?
Yeah.
And how did that prevent you from being away from them?
Because I really had nowhere to go, so I just went back to my family.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And so when you say relapse, what type of relapse?
Relapse, I mean like drug addiction and like substance abuse.
Oh, so you're addicted to drugs?
I don't think so, but supposedly.
Will you have a relapse? Is that because you're addicted?
Yeah, I guess.
Why are you using drugs?
Well, at first, I liked them.
And then
it became like something to cope with.
Oh, you use drugs to cope?
Yeah.
And to cope from what?
Just like everyday life, you know, like I lost my job, I lost my apartment, I lost my relationship, all that kind of stuff.
Oh.
So, yeah.
And do you want to be free from drugs?
Yes.
Drop your anger.
Yeah, I've been doing the silent prayer for a long time. It's not so easy.
And why not?
Well, I can't answer that, but it just doesn't work.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Yeah, many times.
You told her?
Yes.
Here's what I recommend. So you're doing the silent prayer, right?
Yes.
Okay. From this day forward, whenever thought come about you, good or bad, or about someone else, good or bad, don't call it you. Stop identifying with the thoughts. Don't feel sorry for yourself. Don't feel bad for yourself. Don't be mad at others, and don't be mad at you. Doubt those thoughts. And when the desire come, because they're going to try to convince you to make yourself feel better, that you need some drugs. The thoughts are going to tell you that. But don't do it. Avoid it.
Yeah.
And
what if I can't help it? Because I've done that many times.
Done what many times?
I've done that same philosophy you're talking about.
But if you, let's say you can't help it, you find yourself, you gotta do some drug. Don't judge yourself right or wrong. Don't say, oh, I'm a drug addict. Oh, I'm this. Have no opinion about it. Just be aware that you're doing it, knowing that you don't want to, and it'll be taken away from you. The appetite, the desire will be taken away from you, but you can't have an opinion about it.
Well, that's kind of hard for me because I like to think about stuff, and I always have to have an opinion about everything.
And that's your problem, because you think that those opinions are yours, and they are not. You're listening to the devil, you're listening to evil, and you're one with evil in your imagination and emotions. You know, there's no such thing as an opinion. Those are evil thoughts that's using your voice to make you think you have an opinion, but you don't.
Yeah, that's what I try to explain to everyone around me, but it still affects me.
But don't try to explain it to anyone. You just quietly work on you, and then eventually you'll find yourself getting up, getting a job, and one thing will lead to another. Don't share it with anyone, because human beings are so evil, they'll try to take it away from you before it can grow.
Okay.
Don't share it with anyone. Quietly work on yourself. Because human beings cannot be trusted.
Yeah, because I said, like, sorry so many times, and that doesn't matter anymore.
Right. Absolutely. Don't say you're sorry anymore. Just quietly work on your life. Do the silent prayer. Stop believing the thoughts. Go find yourself a little job, cutting grass or something, and one thing will lead to another.
I have a good job coming up.
What?
I have a good job coming up.
Right on. Well, then stop calling the thoughts you. Stop having an opinion about the drugs. And I'm telling you, you can't change your nature. You can't change you. The spirit of the truth, the spirit of the Father will change you. But you got to stop having an opinion about it.
I know, but I can't help, like, questioning. The more I read the Bible, the more I feel detached from it, you know? The closer I feel to God, the more I question God.
So what now?
The more I read the Bible, the more I feel detached from it.
And then what did you say about God?
That, well, the more closer I get to God, the more that I question. And I know I shouldn't question.
And how do you question God?
I question God by, like, everything around me. Like, why does stuff happen? Why do I don't understand anything? You know, like.
And why you can't? Why do you think you shouldn't ask him those things?
I shouldn't ask because I just accept blindly, right?
No, you can ask. There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
So do the silent prayer, watch those thoughts. Don't judge yourself about it. Try not to do the drugs, but don't judge yourself if you do. And because when you judge yourself, you're playing God. And when you play God, you cannot know God. So don't do that.
Yeah, but that's kind of like a self-pleasure, right, to, like, play God?
It sounds like a what?
Play God?
Yeah, you shouldn't play God, no.
Yeah, because you could judge, like, everything what's right and wrong.
No, you can't judge anything. Because you don't know what's right and wrong. But once you start working on you, the truth will be shown to you.
Okay.
All right. So because of time,
I'm still confused. Do the silent prayer.
So what?
Yeah, because of time.
Do the silent prayer. Watch those thoughts. Don't call them you. Don't say, I'm a drug addict, and I'm a this, and I'm a that. You're none of those things. So you can stop identifying with them. Do the silent prayer, and then just watch those thoughts. Go about your day. Feel the pain if you're into a thought, and let God take the pain away from you, and he will.
Okay. I've been doing that for like 5 years, but thanks.
Stay with it.
All right.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 888-775-3773. Let's see here. Let me go to Canada. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Let me go to Patty. It's Female Monday. I forgot. Patty out of Tennessee. Patty, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, thank you. I wanted to talk about the teacher in Baltimore.
Yes.
And how, you know, you were talking about, like, why did these white people want to go and teach in black schools and stuff like that?
Yes.
And I feel like so many of the problems that we have are symptoms of not having strong men in the household.
Of course.
So, like, women can't teach a man how to be a man.
And she can't teach a woman how to be a girl, how to be a woman either.
That's right. That's right. Women are out of control.
Yeah.
They don't have a strong man in their household.
Hold on for me, Patty. Hold on a minute. Let me take a quick break. The Treasure Chest is now on DLive. I'll be back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. Female Monday. What love got to do with it? The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. At the top of this hour, James Hake is on fire. And he totally understands a man with anger, or a female, is a murderer. In the good old days, man meant male and female. Is a murderer. And you can get that amazing shirt at jesseleepeterson.shop. Right? Dot shop. The Hake Report is coming up from 9 to 11 after Hake Report. Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV. And then after Joel Friday TV, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby on Rumble. You got to know how to rumble. Are you on Cozy and all that too? Look.
No.
Are you on
Cozy? I need to be cool enough to be on Cozy, so that's out.
Are you on Locals?
Working on it.
Are you on X?
Yes, but not streaming.
What a beta.
Alpha.
But on Rumble, and then. At 2 p.m., Puncher TV, at 2 p.m., a brand new episode. Watch this.
Mr. Krishan the Don, host of Misfit Nation.
Is Trump, like, really big on getting women sort of out of the combat roles or out
of
the...
I don't think so. It doesn't seem like it.
You got to stand against that.
They would try to kill him again.
Republicans would turn against him. It's the real conspiracy.
Would you sign a prenup to protect yourself? If you're a billionaire and you're married.
Yeah, I had $1,000, I would get a prenup.
$1,000?
Absolutely, especially if she wasn't there to help me build it.
Why doesn't she get half? She's doing half her part to help you do your part. Why didn't she deserve half?
If you divorce, then she doesn't deserve anything.
I think every woman is trying to destroy us. It's just her natural inclination.
Puncher TV at 2 p.m. today. Brand new episode. You don't want to miss it. And don't forget to like, follow, comment, subscribe. Rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Cozy.tv/JLP with Crisis King. JLP Talk on X. And Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. Check it out. All right? My voice is disappearing. And I don't know if you got caught the Hodge brothers, right?
Hodge twins, usually.
I mean, Hodge twins. Hodge brothers. They are twins. I was on there. They played my episode with them last Friday. The Hodge twins. Check it out. It was amazing. It really was amazing. Let me go quickly back to Patty. out of Tennessee. Patty, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying that, like, the...
Speaking to your phone, right into your phone, Patty.
The lack of strong men in the world is just causing the destruction of everything.
Yep. Absolutely.
You know, like, the women controlling everything is just breeding feminine men who are out of control of themselves because women are out of control of themselves.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have had like a whole generation now, multiple generations of men raised by single moms who don't know how to be a man. So they're out of control, and that's why everybody's so angry, because they don't have any guidance. They don't have any direction. They don't know how to be who they're supposed to be. So people are just like wandering around aimlessly, like the guy on drugs that just called a few minutes ago. Like, bless him, you know, but he has no direction. He didn't ever have anybody telling him like what a man is supposed to be and what they're supposed to do. And so he's just trying to do anything he can to make his feelings feel better. You know, when a grown man would be like, you know, screw your feelings.
Yeah.
You are supposed to be, you know, being the best that you can be, being a protector and a provider. And, you know, he, like, men out here don't know what to do with themselves. So they look to a woman to give them a place to live. Like they're looking to their mother. Like they're trying to replace their mother with, you know, a romantic partner.
100%. Yeah. One last thing about that, because of time here, it's not going to get better either, because if you look around, pay attention, they have females in every position, everything in America is being controlled by females, and they are deliberately doing that because they don't want men. They don't want men, the order of God, to be in control anymore, and so they're deliberately putting these females in control because they know the only thing they're going to bring up on this earth is more hell and confusion, and that's why they're doing it.
Well, just like with all the trans people, like they're trying to literally turn men into women.
Yep. Absolutely.
So that's the devil. You know, what the?
I know. They hate the image of God. Patty, thank you so much. Because of time, I got to run, but call me again.
Thanks, Jesse.
You're welcome. I want to show you how it's not going to get better. Because they're full of females. These females are not earning it, because women were created to lead, not to follow. I want you to show you the devastation that black women are bringing up on America and our government, businesses, and everything. And women, period. But it's better than black women, because they won't correct her. This is from the Daily Wire. Back in 2019, on the Oprah Winfrey Network show, black women owned the conversation. Author and activist Brittany Cooper claimed that the reason for obesity among black females is a result of a set of conditions that we didn't create. This is according to her. Watch this from the Daily Wire.
Who believes we make excuses for not taking care of ourselves? Yes?
So I actually want us to hold up a little bit before we do this thing where we start blaming ourselves. Mm-hmm. Like, I hate when people talk about black women being obese. I hate it. Because it becomes a way to blame us for a set of conditions that we didn't create. We're moving, we're taking care of kids, but our food quality suffers. We are living in the Trump era. And look, those policies kill our people. You can't get access to good health care, good insurance. The research says that black women, when we do the same diets as white women, we lose less weight and we lose it slower, even when we're following the diet, than our white women counterparts. And what public health practitioners think is that our stress responses in the body change our metabolism. It's literally that. the racism that you're experiencing and the struggle to make ends meet actually means the diet don't work for you the same.
No, lady, that's because you got all that extra fat to lose. So the diet ain't going to work right away. You got to go 10 years to eat right. What the? She going to blame the white people because she fat. I hate it when somebody says about fat. What about here? You have put these women, females, in charge of America. Look what they've done to the family. How do you think, why do you think they're going to make America better? Really, why do you think that? You're going to get more of this in Walmart and all over our country if we don't change this. I want you to watch this compilation of black. Look how those fat black women blaming somebody else for them to be fat, rather than admit it. I hate my mother and I eat like a pig, trying to make myself feel better. I'm yearning for my father, and so I'm eating up the refrigerator and everything come by, soul food and everything, because I'm longing for my father. So I'm using food like a drug addict. And if you think that bad, you're going to see more of these kind of fight at Walmart and everywhere else. Watch this compilation of black women fighting in Walmart. This is from Daily Mail and X, Instagram, and YouTube. Watch this.
Yes, ma'am.
What's wrong with the blacks, huh? That's kind of sad, really. They lost their way. And you're putting these kind of women, females, in control of our government, in control of your businesses, in control of everything. Female like Cricket, Jasmine Cricket, Maxine Waters, the Wicked Witch of the West, and so on and so on. My country's never coming back. It's over. It's never coming back. Super chat.
Super chats.
Morning, y'all.
Hi, y'all.
Says Dion White. Jesse, Hake, and crew, I have some sad news.
Hey, Dion.
George Foreman passed away, the last of the legendary boxers from the 1970s.
Sad news always make me cry. Oh, sad news always make me cry. Yeah, we talked about that earlier this morning, and the Hate Group News talked about it. May his soul rest in peace. Amazing. And Hate said his arms are as big as George Foreman's arms are now. That's because George Foreman is dead and all the bones and the meat has fallen away. I don't know how proud I would be of that.
Kevin overall.
Oh, babe.
Happy birthday to somebody from California, says Kevin.
Happy birthday. Amazing.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Peter says, thank you, Jesse and the team, for the best fellowship on this side of heaven. Amazing.
Thank you, Peter. Appreciate your support.
Steve in Santiago with a coffee pear sticker thing. Nice.
Thank you, Steven.
Mari, amazing church, Jesse and crew. Much love.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Rebuildingtheman.com/church.
Billy says, I wish we had a Skype men's meeting.
I know you do. And I wish so, too, but it wouldn't work. Because in those men's forums and the ladies' forum, they're both able to open it up and just say, because whatever happened in those meetings stays in those meetings. You're not allowed to discuss it with your husband, your wife, or anyone. And the people open up, and believe me, they open up. So we can't videotape or audio tape it. Come to L.A. and visit sometime, the meetings. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Billy.
Yeah.
Yeah, from the D5 Coffees. Hey, Jesse and Hake. I watched the Twins podcast with Jesse as a guest, and I can say that it was truly funny and amazing. I hope all is well with you and the crew. Hugs, thanks, and heart.
Thank you very much, and thanks for your support. It was a blast with the Twins. The Hodge Twins. Check them out. Amazing.
Keith says, hey, Jesse, would you ever have your son on the show? Love to hear his story, especially being your son. I think it would make for an amazing show.
I wouldn't say never. Never, ever, ever say never. So I don't know, but thank you. Amazing. When I did the Hodge Twins show, Nick and I flew up right after my show on that Monday. And we flew up from L.A. to Las Vegas, did the show, and flew right back home the same day, right after the show. Matter of fact, we had to rush to the airport because the show was going on so long. I'm like, hey, I got to get to the airport. What the? So I had to rush out, and we made it just in time for get the flight back to L.A. Amazing, though. It was fun. Thank you.
Ovex Row over on the IG Live during church, Rebuilding the Man Instagram.
Nice.
Hello, everyone. Greetings from Romania.
Her around the world. Thank you.
Celestial Lord with a rumble rant during church. A human being is what scientists classify men to be in their evolution table among all living beings on Earth. Hence, why they think men evolved from monkeys. They believe men are kind of are animal. Mankind are animals.
No, mankind act like animals when they have fallen away from the Father. They're in a fallen state, so they do act like animals, but they're not animals. Thank you.
Tomer on X.
Hey, Tomer, my Jewish friend.
Quotes Blaise.
Isn't that Tomer from Israel?
That's right.
Tomer!
Quotes Blaise Pascal. All of humanity's problems stem from man's inability to sit quietly in a room alone.
Absolutely. 100%. Plus forgiveness. Amazing. Thank you.
Francis on X asks, if Jesus was God, why did he pray?
I rest my case. Thank you, Francis.
Three coffees from Brittany. Hey, Jesse, my husband has been acting very beta and drinking daily. I've allowed him to lead, but he is leading our family nowhere, in my opinion. I make more money than him, almost double, cover our insurance, pay household bills, half the rent. Make sure our son is good with schooling, do all the household chores. I would think taking care of my son doing chores wouldn't be an issue if I wasn't the one supporting the family as well. My question is, how do I allow a beta to lead and be the head of the house?
Don't resent him. Don't judge him. See it, though, for what it is, but don't resent him. He can't help himself. So that the Spirit of the Father can show you how. And if you need to leave, you'll be able to just leave. But do not be angry at your husband. Speak up about it, but don't be angry. And you'll see what to do. All right? I wish you well with that. Doesn't sound like a nice situation, that's for sure. I wish you well.
She doesn't want her son to be a beta, too.
I bet. But don't be angry at your husband. You're not accepting what's happening, but just don't be angry, all right? Speak up. You're neither accepting or rejecting it. You're not in life. You're not supposed to accept. And you're not supposed to reject, all right? There is none of that. So just watch it, but don't be angry. Amazing.
Thank you, Brittany.
Yeah.
Someone bought our coffee, Jesse, during this church this Sunday when you said God will take it away. It is so true. The voices and thoughts were so overwhelming, telling me to go kill myself. I went into silent prayer crying like a baby. And lo and behold, in a few minutes it was gone. The voices and the thoughts that made me feel so low and miserable were gone, as if they'd never been here. Thank you and thank God.
There are no such things as problems. It's in your thinking. Really, it's an illusion. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Thank you.
Thinking out loud, hey, Jesse, I got a job at a nonprofit that pays $50 an hour, supposedly better for career, but my parents encouraged me to take a pay cut from my prior job where I was getting $70 an hour.
What?
I'm feeling a bit stuck now because where I live, everything's expensive, harder to save money, paying expenses. Should I quit this nonprofit job, go back to my prior higher-paying job? This nonprofit job has a lot of office politics, and it's just annoying me.
How old are you, 12?
Asks thinking out loud.
Why would you listen to your parents? You must be 12. Why would you listen to your parents to tell you to leave a $70 hour job to a $50 job? Why don't you take responsibility for your own life and live your own life? Forgive your mother, forgive your father, stay out of your thought and live your own life. What? Take control of your own life. Amazing. Thank you.
Marty says, have a great weekend, everyone. Much love.
Thank you, and thanks for your support.
Lin Yen Chen says, nothing is indivisible. It is the only one. All else are multitude or genuine numbers. You have eight fingers. As eight is the limit of numbers, no thumbs are not fingers, Lord Goodhair. Yes, one and zero are the same thing, and neither is a number. Thank you.
Thank you. Amazing. What?
It'll have to sink in a little bit later.
Real deep.
Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you, Lynn.
Santino
Amazing.
Says...
Amazing. Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you, JLP. Amazing.
Who is this?
Santino.
Thank you, Santino. Oh, hola. Santino, Spanish?
I think so.
Thank you. Hola. Glasses.
Tin Man says, hype, with a hippo sticker.
Thank you. Amazing.
Another from Lin Yen Chen. Concentration is the balance of focus, but calmness, its catalyst for cultivating that focus. This is why rep range is the ideal test of focus. Concentration in your inner stillness, a.k.a. calmness.
Amazing. Thank you.
See you on Three Coffees. Jesse, I've been seeing lately on shorts. Did you know people are making revenge by killing a good idea now? I saw this two different shorts revenging the person who had done them wrong by... that way, killing, and everybody in the comment section were cheering them on, saying they shouldn't be arrested. They made the right decision. These Hollywood-made shows or movies always want to make the white man the bad guy. They're creating division and killing normal. The directors and producers are white themselves. Amazing.
Amazing. Keep it piffy.
Thank you, Sion.
But killing means killing, not taking life?
Literally, she says unaliving.
Really?
Yep.
Amazing. Thank you, Sion. I got to stop right there.
We'll read the rest of them later, guys.
Yeah, thank you all. I got to go to Gregory, a first-time call. Because of time, Gregory, a first-time call out of Tennessee. Gregory, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Gregory?
Yes, I'm here.
You're on the air.
Good to be with you today. I'd like to answer the biblical question.
What is evil?
Now, as I was calling in, I had a more philosophical answer, but I'd like to say that evil comes out in us when we become angry, when we don't forgive, and when we crave things. So that would be my answer.
But and so it comes out when you do the thing, but what is it?
Okay, well, I would say it's a positive force, like not in a good way, but it makes its presence known. You know, it's and good is the cessation of evil. You know, it's I don't know. So I would say that. Good is evil brought to an end, really.
And so what is evil?
It's hard to put my finger right on it now. I'd say, what is evil?
but you're still stuck in a fallen state. Anger, resentment, judgment, hate. That's what's wrong with the world today. We wrestle not against flesh and blood.
It's a force in the world for sure, you know.
And what is it?
Huh. Yeah, I would say, well, you can compare it maybe to good. It's like the absence of good. I mean, when I was younger, I was taught that evil was just the absence of good. You could think about it as like a, you know, if you have a t-shirt there, Jesse, I hear you kind of singing away, but you know, have you ever gotten a hole in your t-shirt?
A whole lot of, yeah, shirts like that.
Yeah, some people think about evil as like that hole. It doesn't really exist, but it takes away from the good t-shirt, you know? But I don't think evil is like that at all.
What is it?
Now, that's a little bit harder to answer. But I think it's more like, I don't know. I guess I gave it my best shot here, you know.
Thank you, Gregory. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you, buddy.
All right. Thank you very much, Jesse.
All right. Bye, y'all. Hate coming up now.
So what you planning to do? You understand in the loop? You better go talk to your mama. Better stop all the drama. Better drop all the trauma. Boy, you better stand up and up. Put your hand up and hut. Cause if you don't, then we lose. And then we gotta hear the fake news. Whoa.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you, and I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. it's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.